Let's get right back into it on a Wednesday, 2 hours down, 2 hours to go. Almost a Thursday, then the Friday, and then Friday will fly by. This might be one of the fastest Fridays of the year. I know the year just started. But again, biggest game of your life on Sunday, baby. 5:30, Chiefs, Bills, Allen, Mahomes, McDermott, Reed, Kelce, Jones and company going to try and get to their third consecutive Super Bowl.
I feel like Sunday's going to go slow, though.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, that first game's at what, 2:30?
Two, I think.
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Once that game goes, then they'll just start cutting away at everybody warming up at Arrowhead and talking about the game that is what it is.
Plenty of ways to pass the time on Sunday, like Chiefs extended pregame with Drew and I from 11 to 2. Straight into the game, straight into Chiefs real pregame with Mitch Holtis and those guys. So, yeah. Lots to do on Sunday.
Dane and Mitch, Dan, all those guys.
Yep.
Speaking of slow and time-consuming, this game is 100%. I believe this. This game is going to be the time of possession game. The Chiefs are number one in the NFL when it comes to time of possession at home. Maybe not number one, but they are one of the top five teams in the league in time of possession when playing at home. They average the ball 31 minutes per game at home. Buffalo at home as well, top five team. They average as well 31 minutes of time of possession during a game. On the road, Buffalo is 2 minutes lesser of having time of possession. So again, on the road, Buffalo has the ball two more fewer minutes than they have it at home. Mm-hmm. Chiefs advantage there. They're playing at home. I'm not funny when I say this. And I know I say a lot of dumb stuff. I said it yesterday on our Instagram page. It's a fan 96.5. Whoever wins this coin toss, I truly believe we'll win the game because you dictate the second half. And I'm telling you, the Chiefs are plus 2 minutes and some change at home. Buffalo, like we just had mentioned, is minus 2 minutes in time of possession as they are at home versus on the road. You can already see this sort of game coming. It's going to be a 2 minute drive to win the game. That will be the result. I know there's the cliche of whoever has the ball last is going to win. I'm not going to do that easy. Who's ever got the ball with at least 2 minutes and some change left is going to win the game because both quarterbacks know. Josh Allen has been burned too many times in the past to be like, I don't care how long we have the ball, we're not giving it back to Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes now knows that Josh Allen has learned from his mistakes and he knows how to run the clock out. We remember that game against the Chargers. They had the ball for like 4 minutes and 25 seconds.
And the game against Tampa Bay where they took it in overtime and just ran it down and didn't give it back to them.
So, again, you can see this coming. Will it be the same result we've seen in the past, where it's another Mahomes slow burn to the Buffalo fan base and that Buffalo roster? He did it again. He can't keep getting away with it. Some people call them the thieves of joy. Or is this the Allen time? History would tell you the Chiefs will be the one that has the ball with the team, with the game on the line with 2 minutes and some change left going in to cash in on a three-peat. The 13-second game. They had the ball last in that in the fourth quarter, got the ball first in overtime, the end result. Buffalo missed the field goal last year. Mahomes got the ball back with a minute 43 second, went down the field, Butker, field goal, game over. And then you go back to the old AFC Championship game. Mahomes has always gotten the ball back last, and he's either drove down and got a touchdown or he's drove down and got a field goal. And it's been a minute 43. It's been 13 seconds. It's been a minute and 19 seconds. But Mahomes gets the ball under 2 minutes where they have the advantage at home in the time of possession game. This game will favor the Chiefs. And the history will tell you that this game will favor the Chiefs because they seem to always get the ball last when they play Buffalo. Three games, three results, all three. Under 2 minutes, Mahomes has the ball in his hand, the Chiefs win.
I think it's going to come down to something simple, and I'm not trying to be flippant about this. Whoever has the most points with all zeros on the clock is going to win this thing. And I say it like that because,
Thanks, John. Because
if there's still 1 second left on the clock, either one of these quarterbacks has an opportunity to do something special. And that's why I think it is important to run out the clock if you do have the ball late in the game. And that's maybe where the Chiefs are able to kind of take control of the quote-unquote time of possession in this one. Because I think it's I do think it's going to be more of a shootout than we're expected in this one. I think you kind of go into the game with a game plan, but if Josh Allen starts lighting it up a little bit, well, Patrick Mahomes is going to want to answer Josh Allen, right? Mm-hmm. And if Patrick Mahomes starts lighting it up, well, you know the competitive nature of Josh Allen is going to be, all right, you just went down the field in two plays and scored. I want to go down the field in two plays and score. And so I think we might see a lot of that at the beginning where it is just back and forth, back and forth, back mm-hmm. and forth. And then you get late in the game and you have an opportunity to ice it. And whoever takes over the ball with about 4 minutes to go in this game is probably going to be the one that ends up winning that football game because they're going to be able to bleed that clock out, right? And I think both quarterbacks are capable of doing that. Both head coaches are capable of doing that. Both offenses are capable of doing that. So if you get the ball with like 4 minutes to go in this one, the odds are pretty good that you're going to win this game. The odds are pretty good you're going to bleed that clock out because I don't think either side wants to leave any time on the clock for either one of these quarterbacks.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the other conversation you could have with the time of possession thing is that Mahomes, we know because of the pass and the proof that when the clock slows down, he gets a little bit more calm and it doesn't really seem to be going that fast. And he's kind of methodical in the way that he can move no matter what. We've seen it with 13 seconds a minute, whatever you want to call it. My question is if there is an advantage that you want to pick apart with both these quarterbacks outside of one guy's done it, one guy hasn't, is still kind of in that cul-de-sac of a narrative, which is Josh Allen has to beat Mahomes. Like, I don't know how I can mm-hmm. emphasize it. He has to beat Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
And when that clock starts to dwindle down, like the first half, it's, you know, we're good. We got another half to fall back on. We can adjust to halftime no matter what we do or how successful or how unsuccessful we are. But when all of a sudden that fourth quarter starts and that crowd gets a little bit louder and that clock starts to dwindle away and dwindle away and you're looking across the sideline and Mahomes has his little cutout turtleneck on and he's relaxed on the bench and that head racing is going on in Josh Allen's head going, all right, how can we do this? How can we kind of make sure that we're going to be okay? Because I don't want to leave him any time. You get outside of the game plan. You get outside of your mental thought and you start thinking about things that you cannot control, which is giving Patrick Mahomes the ball and what he will do with it. We have an idea what he will do with it if he has the ball with less than 2 minutes to go and he's got to go down there and either tie it or win it. He'll end up, most likely than not, winning the game. But Josh Allen, this is that situation where every single layer of this game gets heavier and heavier and heavier for 17 of Buffalo because of the fact he's not done it. This is what matters. This has been his season. And again, he goes in there as now as only a 1.5-point underdog, over under 47.5. You kind of are leaning towards a shootout.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing that. We've seen it multiple times before. It's entertaining
as
hell.
Fun.
But again, you have to think about this when you start taking away these quarterbacks and trying to compare them where they're so evenly comparable. When that clock gets less and less on the board, Josh Allen is going to become that duck on the pond, I believe, where it might look calm, but underneath those feet are twirling a mile a minute, you know, every single time he's on the field.
Because he knows what's at stake, too. How are you guys going to be feeling with 3:30 left in the game? The Chiefs just had a punt because they just did a 3-and-out, and Buffalo has the ball at their own 20-yard line. What's going to be your emotions at that point in time?
Standing, beer in my hand, pacing back and forth.
Because I'll probably be puking at that point in time because you got Josh Allen going 80 yards, 3 minutes and 30 seconds with the Chiefs. The Chiefs are up 4 in that instance, by the way. Chiefs are up 4, 3:30 to go. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen has the ball at his own 20-yard line. How are you going to be feeling? Now, take that feeling that we're going to be having with a lead, multiply it by about a billion, and that's how Josh Allen's going to be feeling because he's looking at that situation and going, this is everything right here. I have an opportunity now to finally do this. Not only just beat Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs, but lead my team back with a deficit in Arrowhead with all of these fans screaming and yelling against a Spags defense. Like, it may get so turned up for Josh Allen that he doesn't know what to do in that type of situation because he knows how much pressure's on him. And much like Patrick Mahomes not being back in this three-peat type of situation, Josh Allen may never be in this spot again where he's going to go out there and dominate the AFC East and automatically get into the AFC championship game because the Patriots are going to be better next year. There's going to be other teams that are going to show up that we're not thinking about right now. It's a big moment for Josh Allen. Can he handle those final 3 minutes and 30 seconds and do what's necessary to get the job done? Going to be a nerve-wracking final couple of minutes of that game.
And again, Mahomes got the ball back for a field goal and then OT. Threw it to Travis Kelce, had the ball last. Before that, in 2021, or before that, they had the field goal last year that they missed. Mahomes got the ball, ran out the clock. Minute 43 left in that game. Then there's the 13-second game. So again, like, it's always been Mahomes with the ball last, and it's always been the Chiefs that win. So that coin toss, man, at the beginning of the game is impactful more than you would have ever thought. I just, whoever gets that ball in the second half, major advantage. I know that's an obvious stat, but again, 2-for-1 every single game. If they can win that coin toss, my temper and my anxiety will go down a little bit, because I'll just know no matter what that first half is, this team's getting the ball in the second half, and hopefully that team is your Kansas City Chiefs. Yep.
Go out there, score early, score often, and don't give Buffalo the opportunity to be in the situation to come back.
Who goes for it more often on fourth down in this
Buffalo.
Game? Buffalo?
No question.
Yeah, Buffalo's got, Buffalo has...
Because what do you say? You can't kick field goals and beat Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah. Buffalo has so much to gain in this game. Like, I wouldn't expect Buffalo to punt. I mean, unless they're on the negative side of the 50-yard line in their own territory. But I think once you get on the other side of the 50, if you're Buffalo, it's four-down territory the entire time. What are you holding back for?
Right.
Next week?
I mean, 1-6, I think you're missing it. Josh Allen has never been the one who chokes. It's the people around him that choke. It's not him. It's the team and the coach. I'm not saying that he's choking. I'm just saying it always seems to be Mahomes that gets the ball last, which is out of his control.
But I think to the 8-1-6 points in Bob's scenario, to 8-1-6 point, that would finally be the case
that
for
would
Josh
be the case
Allen.
Right there. Show
Josh
how
Allen,
big
now
a
it's
boy
me.
Are you?
Now it's me. It's not McDermott going to be, you know, kicking it out of the end zone and doing prevent defense with 13 seconds left.
Right.
It's not going to be Tyler Rasmussen to kick. It's not going to be Stephon Diggs dropping a dime on the sideline. It's going to be me. So I think that's 8-1-6 points. I respect that text.
Yeah.